order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District this Thursday, July 12th, 2018. Opening ceremonies, please.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia? Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Director Eva Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent at this time. And maybe I'll please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I'm sorry if I cut you off, Jan, but you know how much I love this.
That's right, I like that. Action.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If I could, under item 11, closed session, we do not need item A at this point.
Okay, so we're gonna be, closed session, taking out item 11A, all right? We have any other amendments?
I move we approve the agenda as amended.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Let the record show.
Let the record show that, I'm sorry.
Let the record show?
That.
That Director Lopez Garcia and Director Garcia are absent.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Okay, we don't have any presentations at this time.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Can I move consent, the consent calendar?
Oh, did I just move ahead? Thank you, sir. So we have a motion to approve the consent calendar by Mr. Director Hoagland.
I second.
Thank you.
No, I'm looking at it.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
And let the record show that Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Awesome. Thank you, Director Hoagland. Now, we have no presentations. And Mr. General Manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm working with Pacific Site Management to assess our trees park-wide. This is something that we've needed to do for quite some time. So they will be sending an arborist around, assessing the trees and coming up with a plan. As you know, under our contract, the trees are not covered. We would have to do this as additional work. And so I'll wait to get the report and share the results with you at that point in time. Pacific Union submitted a buyer's termination notice for Clearland property. They are backing out. There is no action that's needed by the board. We will just remarket the program. And our real estate agent, Sandra Wick, will be here at the August meeting to discuss marketing strategies as we move forward. The project for the ADA ramp out here, I don't know if you noticed, but they have sprayed it and it's getting ready to go. So contractors are contractors. We are assuming that it will be completed by the end of this month, probably sooner than that. But they're prepared to start cutting the concrete. And we didn't discuss this last month, but I would like to bring to the board's attention to something they've already probably know. Proposition 68, the park bond measure, $4.1 billion was passed by the voters on June 5th. About $285 million has been set aside for local parks to be divvied up on the state. Some of the details are still being worked out. I'll be working with the state representative to find out per capita, competitive grants, all those kinds of things. So I'll be able to update the board as we move further with that. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Okay, and we don't have any legal counsel report this evening?
Madam Chair, real quick, while we're still on the General Manager.
Sure.
Mr. General Manager, would you please, on behalf of the board, thank our team center for their work in the playgrounds, all the labor that they put in. Because it's something that they report to you on, please report back to them that we know about it and we are very grateful for their work.
Be happy to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Hoagland. All right, at this time we have public communications. The public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any public comments at this point? Okay. Thank you. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any requests to speak form on any of the board matters this evening?
I see some people.
No, there are a couple speakers.
And Brendan, what, and Deborah, what issue did you want to speak about? What item on the agenda?
Number 9.
9A or B?
9A.
9A for both?
Yes.
Okay. A. Ms. Pope, would you like to come up first?
Could we have Brendan start?
Mr. Lasker?
Yep.
Lasky, is that correct?
Olasky.
Hello, Ambrose District Board of Directors. My name is Brendan Olasky, and I'm a member of the East County Regional Group, sponsored by the First Five Contra Costa. To hear your request that you develop a proposal to build new bathrooms and fully fund their construction at Ambrose Park. As advocates for young children under 5, we know that outdoor public recreation is essential for children to develop healthy physical and social habits, improve their quality of life, and gain important experiences in their formative years. Ambrose Park offers all children living within Ambrose Park access to the public space they need to prosper. Its picnic area, pool, vast open space, playground, and sports fields are great benefits to the community. Unfortunately, Ambrose Park is not a viable destination point for families today. The bathrooms outside the pool are fairly adequate, with working plumbing, but not much else. An uneven surface and inadequate toiletries create hygiene hazards. Even with regular maintenance, it will be difficult to hide their age and wear. They are unacceptable for children and their families. A bathroom suitable for children should be clean, safe, well-stocked with tissue and soap, and offer changing tables and disabled access. Adequate lighting in and around bathrooms is essential, as well as an easy means of disposing of trash. Your support for new bathrooms with regular maintenance is needed to return Ambrose Park to the safe and fun destination for families across Bay Point and Pittsburgh once was. You have the power to give Bay Point children and families a nice and decent park that can get them out of the house and build a happier and healthier life. For these reasons and many more, we ask you to please take action on this issue by directing staff to create a proposal for the district to fully cover the cost of the bathrooms at Ambrose Park as soon as possible. The residents of Bay Point deserve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Olasky. And Ms. Buckner?
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Welcome.
Thank you. I am a member of BCRG, I did. I just didn't have time to change my shirt. Good evening. Ambrose Board. My name is Deborah Polk, and I'm a proud member of East County Regional Group, sponsored by First Five Contra Costa. I'm here tonight to address the importance of having good parks in Bay Point. Some of my most fondest childhood memories include time spent outdoors with my siblings. Our family also spent time at City Park in Pittsburgh, visiting the small zoo. I bet a lot of you didn't know there was a small zoo at the City Park at one time. I'm telling my age. Playing on the merry-go-round, swinging on the park swings, and just running around having a good time. Times were a lot different then, and both parents and children felt safe and secure as we played traditional games like dodgeball, baseball, kickball, riding our bikes, and games that we created. We were fit, happy, and healthy. One of the primary reasons I joined the ECRG is because their mission is to create a healthier, safer, and more family-friendly community. We are advocating today for improvements of Ambrose Park in Bay Point because it needs a lot of improvements, especially related to the bathrooms. The bathrooms at Ambrose Park are unacceptable. They are deteriorated, need maintenance, and are not safe for children. Bay Point families need and deserve to have bathrooms because this will help our kids to have a better experience at this park. We would like for Bay Point children to have similar memories as many of us have had growing up and running around playing with family and friends, memories of happiness that will stay with the human forever. Ambrose Park can help our children have unforgettable experiences by providing healthy bathrooms and a healthy environment for our kids, but they need your support. This is why I urge you to take swift action to create a proposal that will fully cover the cost of the bathrooms and help to improve the lives of children in Bay Point by approving funds to improve Ambrose Park.
Thank you
for your time.
Mr. Mendoza, did you want to speak on 9A?
I just got here, so I mean, is it time to speak on the...
I don't know what I'm going to speak on, sir.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
9A.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now.
All right.
I'm not just going to say
9A.
That's okay, so I just want to make sure. Nothing fancy here, sir.
I'm just here from West Pittsburgh speaking about our park and... I mean, I don't know how many parks we have exactly, but I remember when we all went and evaluated it, all the parks in the town of Bay Point. I mean, there's not one water faucet in all the parks in our whole city. One water faucet. There's not one bathroom. You know, I mean, the bathroom in Ambrose is a bathroom, but if you ever went to it and looked at it, I mean, there's water leaking, there's poo-poo all everywhere, there's pee everywhere. I mean, if you go to that park, you don't want to take your two-year-old daughter, hey, you gotta go to the bathroom, okay, go ahead. You want to take her from the park and go to Safeway, if you got time. If you don't, you let your nephew or somebody take her to Safeway. Because we don't have, I mean, what other city do we have around here where not one park in the whole entire city has one bathroom or one water faucet? And all we're not asking for, we're not asking for a lot of money. I mean, yeah, it's going to cost a little bit, but we're not asking for the world. We're not asking for 10 new parks. We're just asking for a bathroom and a bathroom and a water faucet in our main park. And, you know, some people are like, oh, we don't need this. Why don't we? Why, we don't deserve it? I've lived here for 43 years now. I mean, we deserve something. I mean, we pay our taxes. I bought a house, so my money, tax money goes to right here. I mean, he's a manager for the parks. He should at least look deeper into it. I'm just saying. Just wanted to speak on it and whatever.
Thank you for showing up tonight. Appreciate it. Am I pronouncing this right? Scholes?
Yes.
Mr. Scholes? Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Ken Scholes. I've been a resident of Bay Point for about 38 years. My kids grew up in Bay Point. I used to take them to Ambrose Park, and it's never been real in really good shape. I want to stand here and agree with what's been spoken about the renovations that need to happen there. But I want to bring up another issue that some people in this, they might know about this. Maybe some of you board members might know. I don't know, but I tried to fight it, and nothing happened. I was working at the time. I'm in construction, so I'm out of town sometimes. It was like, okay, they're going to do what they're going to do. But when BART was built, there used to be a right-of-way to the park, and it went under the freeway. Tom Torlakson said that he...
I'm going to interrupt you just for a minute.
Sure.
I'm going to allow you 3 minutes to speak about this, but normally you would have had to do that earlier. At this point in the agenda, we're only talking about the bathroom. But because you're here, you made an effort, and I really appreciate you coming.
Sure.
I just want to make sure that we're
okay.
All
okay. I'll wait. Thank you.
No.
Oh.
Because that part already, we went
okay.
past that. But I just would like you to, you know, you've made an effort to come, and I'd like to hear it. But
okay.
Wanted to let everyone know we're focusing on the bathroom renovation.
So I would have to come to the next meeting to speak.
No, please, sir. Please. If you came tonight, I'd love to
hear
you.
Because I understand there's finances needed to do this. And they came to my neighborhood, which I live on Madison Avenue, right down the street from the county, said you need to replace the sidewalks. I said, okay. And I said, they said, you can't do it. We've got a contractor that's going to do it. I said, I work in construction. I do concrete work every day. Anyway, fortunately, I knew one of the inspectors of the county. He said, I'll take care of it. So I got it fixed. I told the county first, I said, well, then I'll just take the sidewalk out. They said, you cannot do that because there's law that says you cannot remove an established right-of-way. So I went to the meetings and I told Mr. Torlakson that, and it was at Bel Air School, I said, that's an established right-of-way, and if you remove it, you're supposed to put another right-of-way. And he said, well, you take your kids up to Bailey Road and get to the park, which that's a right-of-way that's already there. So I wanted to bring it up to the board so maybe they could research it and find out. Somebody maybe did something wrong, and maybe there's some money either from BART or some of these people that want to build trails, and you know, so I just wanted to bring that up.
Let me just, we normally don't comment. It's our time to listen, not to comment, but a meeting you might want to go to is the Bay Point MAC. It's the second Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
Because they actually have more jurisdiction over this than we do.
All
it's
right.
The first Tuesday.
First Tuesday. All right.
And they've got a lot of the inspectors and different authorities at that meeting.
Okay.
We really don't have any pull on that,
right,
unfortunately.
Well,
but thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
All right.
For your interest in the parks. Thanks. Anyone else that wants to talk about the bathrooms? No? Okay, I bring it to the board.
Do you have a general manager?
No, I just, by introduction, this is being brought back to the board for a discussion based on the presentation that the group provided the board last time, and had set priorities in a report that they had formulated and presented to the board. So this is an opportunity for the board to further discuss that. Last time it was done in a presentation and doesn't allow for discussion. So here's an opportunity to discuss that very item. Okay.
Madam Chair, thank you, Mr. General Manager. thank you, by the way, for taking us out on the tour. The board members went out on a tour of our parks as well, and we certainly understand that there are needs in our district to the tune of about $12 million worth of needs that we don't have money for. And if we had a list of things, I think the list number one would probably, number one item would be 50 pages long of things that are desperate, and Ambrose Park bathroom is one of them.
Right.
Unfortunately, it is a lot of money. It isn't just a little bit. You're talking about $250,000 to put in a bathroom that's ADA accessible and meets all the government requirements. The thing that we don't realize in small areas is we're a small agency, and every agency above us, the city, the county, the state, the federal government, all have say in what we can and can't do and what laws we have to follow. It's why a pool costs $1 million. You know, everything costs a fortune when you're a government, especially when you're a small government like we are. It isn't that we don't think the bathroom needs to be fixed, but I think that collectively you said, don't we deserve it? And I think that what I get out of it is, we deserve a new one, not a Band-Aid or a lipstick on the old one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, funding it, you know, they said that they want us to fully fund it. I'd love to fully fund a lot of things, but when our real estate deal that we hoped was gonna go through fell through, there went a million reasons out the door of things that we might have had some opportunity to have had some play, you know, some play area in what we were gonna spend money on. So I certainly understand the need, but I also know that there are a ton of other things. The lighting in the park is not great. The sidewalks in the park are not, you know, the very things you brought up. And some of those things are inexpensive. A drinking fountain is inexpensive. But what you have to know is we've had drinking fountains at parks and at specifically at Ambrose, and the kids tore it apart. Okay. And so we would love to put water fountains in places. The problem is that if we put it there, we looked at the one at Limbrook, for instance, and it's been vandalized. Okay. Why the kids have to do that, I don't know. Okay. But it ruins it for everybody else that wants to go have a drink of water. We talked about specifically about drinking fountains and what we could do with them, but it isn't as easy as we want it, therefore it must be. We have to figure out money and today, you know, you're talking about the bathrooms don't look great. They don't look great because you have to make them industrialized because the vandals take every opportunity to beat everything to death. The reason we've gone to concrete picnic tables instead of wooden picnic tables is because they were destroying the wooden picnic tables, and the concrete ones are a whole lot harder to destroy. Cinder block is different than a concrete building, and so it isn't a cinder block building. It would be easy to knock down, but it's the $250,000 to replace it. And I agree that, you know, someone said that you wanted changing tables. Okay, changing tables are great, and we certainly need them. But when we build a brand new one, it would be in it because the law says we must do these things and we must do it right. But if we do it today, we're simply putting lipstick on a pig that isn't gonna... The bathroom is already 60 years old. It needs to be replaced. We deserve to replace it, but we got to come up with $250,000. And there are other things that need to be have that money spent as well. So I don't want you to think that we're not looking to do it, but I can tell you that there, you know, the phrase that you used was for us to totally fund it. Okay. It's a whole lot harder than it sounds when you have to go find the money. And we certainly can go and ask others to join us in it, but it's not as easy as just saying, go build it. We wish it was, okay? We all discovered how long it takes to get the pool done. That's just how long government takes to do stuff, unfortunately, because of where we fall in the government layer. It is something that I think that all of us will be wanting to talk about where we can find money at. But you know, when the $1 million sale of the property went through, you know, fell through because the county didn't like what the proposed buyer was going to put there, we're now at $1 million. That a month ago, 2 months ago, we thought we had a lock on this $1 million. And tonight would have been much easier going in knowing we had that in our pocket. Knowing now that it's been taken out of our pocket makes it a lot harder for us to deal with where you're coming up with it.
Madam Chair, please. Is this something that we could ask BCBG to help fund?
CDBG.
CDBG.
We can certainly write a proposal for that. Yes.
Okay. And how much do they usually fund?
Less than our typical. We have a match, so we certainly probably qualify. Most of the CDBG allocations we've been getting have been around $50,000. So I think they would probably go between $50,000 and $75,000, but you know, every year we'll have to get a sense for what they're interested in, and depends on how many people are competing for that piece of the pie, so, yeah.
And do you think this would be something that would qualify into the new bond that was just passed?
Yes.
And that bond is supposed to be allocated sooner, like maybe in less than a year or a year?
Probably, but like I say, I don't have the details on that. We're waiting for the details and the distribution schedule for that.
And that will also be, is it, well, it's pro rata.
Per capita?
Per capita.
Still looking into that too, yes. There's supposed to be a per capita component, but still looking at the details.
Well, I agree, because we did make a tour of the parks, and we do need a new bathroom there, totally. We can't even go inside because it was like, yeah, it needs a new one. It needs to be replaced. That's what it needs. It just doesn't need, just like what my co-worker said, just a Band-Aid. To be able to repair that right now, it would probably take, as our general manager said, 65 to 100,000. But we have to go with ADA compliance. We have to go with what other members of the government will have to put on us, so that it may still increase from the 100,000. So while I agree with you, I think we need to look at ways where we could ask some members of the community, probably through asking for grants, waiting a little bit for the bond to come up with some funding to help us with this, or even probably do a fundraiser with you guys, if you're willing to help us. So, because we don't have the bandwidth to fully fund this project at this time. Every year, Madam Chair, I'd like to ask, how much do we usually spend just for maintenance in a year, give or take?
Well, there's two things. There's the capital maintenance, which are big ticketed items that come up that need fixing because they present a safety violation, a code violation, or will shut down a facility. And that varies, you know, year to year. It can be $50,000 to $100,000. And again, there's some major items that are in our infrastructure that need attention. And some of these we don't know. We can do our best estimate. The engineer's estimate that we got, the report, the facility assessment report that was provided by the board, these things are what you can see. And once you open up walls, you have no idea what you're getting into. And that's what's so scary about some of these infrastructure projects. And so it's difficult to say, you know, we have a pattern of spending this much annually outside of a regular operations budget. We don't want to take from operations because that means garbages don't get emptied, lawns don't get mowed, they don't get watered, playground, they become, you know, unsafe. So it's important that we keep the operational money and then the capital dollars that are set aside for, like I say, at this point, putting out fires. The history of this district, as the board is well aware, is 5-6 years ago, this district was in the red, which means they weren't even covering their operational budget. Capital budget, you know, it's analogous to paying your bills in your home for the operational budget. Your capital budget is putting a roof on when it leaks. So they didn't have enough money to pay the PG&E. And that's just because of the downturn in the economy. All kinds of things were associated with that. And so, you know, we've slowly been able to, under the board's direction, so slowly we're able to turn that around. The economy got better, the assessments on property got higher, we get a bigger piece of the pie for that. Our service model has changed. We now contract for parks and park maintenance service, which has been a pretty substantial savings. We've streamlined a lot of things. We've kind of, by trial and error, figured out our best operational methodology, and it's been working. Things have been improving. Our parks are very busy, as attested with our park visit. Some of the parks were just full. This was a weeknight. I know on our weekends that we're very busy. So, you know, things are working. But again, there is a lot that we need to attend to, that we have to set aside a safety net. If we draw from that without adequate funds, it gets a little dicey from the administrative part of that. And as you alluded to, there are some monies coming down the pipeline that will free this up and allow us to take on some of the $12 million that are identified. And that includes ADA, by the way, because once you start, you know, changing something, ADA kicks in. So, you know, once we do that, there's going to be development in this area, Orbis Indian and Port Chicago. The park impact fees will come from that. Prop 68, the sale of Clearland. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We just don't know when that light's going to get to us. And as the board has been very clear about, you're not allocating any money or spending any money unless it's in hand. That's kind of what we're looking at, and that's what we've been following for the last 4 or 5 years with our status quo budget that we've been operating with.
Thank you. First thing, I've been on this board for over 12 years. When I first came, I did not understand the financials. And for the past 8 years now, I've been on the financial board, so I understand it well. I know what we have to spend, what we have, where it needs to be spent. So as much as I agree with all of you, we do need a bathroom, and it's going to happen, but it's just that we need to find the funding before we move on. Number two, I always tell people, because they come yelling, wow, yeah, you don't do this, you don't do that. It's like, you know, just imagine your household. If you own your home, and they say the carpets are old, and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to change the carpet. But then it starts raining and the roof leaks. You know, there goes the carpet idea. You know, we need to fix these things. And like they said, once you go in there and open up the ugly pig, who knows what's underneath? You know, there is all these rules and regulations not established by us, put out by other entities, state, federal, like I said, that we have to worry about. So we can't just go and open it up and fix it. It needs to be redone, I think. And the other thing that I always remember is that we worked many hours on a master plan. The master plan, one of the things in there is to fix the bathroom. So it's on our radar, just that we haven't had the funds, like he was saying. I was so happy. My thing is, please fix this parking lot. That was my big thing now. I work here, so it makes a difference to me and the clients that we serve. So that was a big thing. Well, now I'm very disappointed because without having the sale of Clearland, there goes my little thing, which is the parking lot, because it just gets dropped into whenever we can do it. So I'm with all of you. I agree. I think we need to, there's a lot of improvement that could happen. I agree with you. We just need to be understanding that, and we have to also come up with ideas, like you were saying. You know, what is it that we could do together to help in building the bathroom, you know, a new bathroom? Yes, we should go ahead and go after some funding. CDBG will be one of them, and the prop that's coming up, and all those other things are wonderful. But I don't think it's going to be enough. Not right away. So be patient. We are working on things. And the other thing I ask is, please attend a finance meeting and you will understand. It's a finance meeting. We meet here, and I don't know when the next one is.
Quarterly.
It's usually on a Tuesday, like the third Thursday of the month.
Madam Chair, it's a committee of the board. That's called the finance committee. So it's a smaller group. It's just two board members, and they discuss the budget. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. So you'll see that the money's been allocated for the next fiscal, for this year that we just started. Money's been allocated, and there isn't a lot of money that could be moved from here to there. And that's the thing. People don't understand that there's a budget that we already have. And there's this pile of money, and that's the only thing that we have, and we have all these other things to take care of. So attend one of the meetings and you will see where we're at and how come it's so difficult for us to just go out there and build one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, I want to thank the group, the several different groups that got together to do the assessments on our park. It shows a lot of commitment and interest, which I think is awesome. And, you know, I've been a community member for many years. I love our parks. My home park happens to be Lynbrook. I'm there at least 2 times every day. I have dogs and I walk them. So I have a really vested interest in having a really nice park system because I actually use them all the time. I have a total agreement with just about what everybody said about the bathroom, especially the board members. I think we need to totally replace that bathroom. One of the things that somebody was telling me is that if you do a renovation, and my fellow directors have talked about this, if you do a renovation rather than a replace, as you tear things down and you find things, suddenly this $100,000 renovation turns into much more money than that. So, you know, we talked about on our tour that we really wanted to do a total replacement of that, and which would include the changing tables and whatever government regulations stipulate and whatever we want as a community. We don't have that money now. I'm also coming at this from a perspective of, I chaired the budget committee for a couple of years, and knowing that for the first time in many years, we actually have a little bit of a cushion. And I don't feel really comfortable about spending that cushion knowing that we have a park district that's 70 years old. Our infrastructure is really old. We had our air conditioning go down not that long ago, and it was thousands and thousands of dollars. We had some pump at Ambrose Park, and those are things like the second they happen, you have to address it right then and write the check right then. And so I play a little bit frugal when it comes to money, especially your money, because I don't want us to be at the wrong end of the stick when an emergency happens. I also like to look towards the future and give us something to hold on to and something to be excited about. The pool was one of those. Anybody that was interested in the pool knows that was a long, hard battle. And we finally won, and we got the pool that everybody wanted. So, like Director Garcia says, this bathroom and my other fellow directors, this is on our list. I mean, it not just because you've come and said it, it had been on our list, knowing that you all have taken the time and the effort to make a point that this is important to you adds levity. It adds some gravitas to us about the decision about where to put the money when we get it. But I know we're, especially we just lost the latest purchaser on our Clearland property. So I feel like, that was gonna be breathing room money. And now we don't have breathing room money. So I think we do need to look at alternative sources of income like the CDBG grant and the Prop 68 money, and when we get the Clearland property sold. In the meantime, I think we really just need to really band together as a community, really talk up our parks, the good parts of our parks, continue to come to the meetings and let us know what you think, so that when we do have a little bit more breathing room, we know where you're coming from and what you desire. I just know right now we don't have the bandwidth to handle it right now, but it's really one of our priority ones. So, but I just really want to thank everybody. I've been, like I said, a community member for a lot of years, and I've banded together on certain issues, and we've gone before the MAC, and it takes a lot to get this many people away from their kids' homework, dinner time, rushing home from work. So it's not lost on us at all. And that you also went around to the parks, and this is like one of, I don't know, 4 or 6 or 7 meetings at this point in time or more that you all have banded together. And a community together, you know, can get a lot of things done. So we really appreciate it as a board. Anybody else have anything else?
Is there any way I can say one thing or no?
Not at this time. But thank you. All right. We are on to 9B. Consider revising section 526 of the personal policy manual specific to retiree medical reimbursement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The board directed staff at the last meeting to take a look at this policy. I worked with legal counsel in drafting a revised policy for your consideration. What the revision does is essentially eliminates the medical benefit for retirees effective July 1, 2018. And what it is right now is it's basically an ongoing liability that the board is taking on. Many cities, as it says in the staff report, have eliminated this as simply not sustainable. And it's our recommendation to go ahead and follow suit with that, looking for the future solvency of the district and to ensure fiscal stability is to eliminate that. It would not affect any current employees. They would retain the benefit that they had when they initially got here. And this would be any employees in the future after that date.
Madam Chair, I noticed that you dated it as this month, okay? Which means that every employee that is out in the field picking up all that garbage and doing all those things that we're so grateful for, is already in the grandfathered action. But I can tell you that the one thing that's going to bankrupt the world is the unfunded liabilities of all government agencies, from the federal government down to cemetery districts, for heaven's sakes. And we've at least been more proactive in paying attention to the fact that it was completely unfunded. Now it has some money thrown at it. But this will help us in the future without changing the current employees' benefit packages.
Anybody else?
Was this, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Was this pattern with another park district?
No, this is actually...
Our attorney told us how to say it.
Well, yes, he took our existing language and modified it to accommodate the elimination of retired medical benefits moving forward. So, as you can see, it's fairly close in how it's drafted or crafted to the way it was, with the exception of no person after this date shall be entitled to that benefit.
I
want to
say this right. How many employees? How many employees could fit this definition of now, before July 1st, that could work at least 10 years and retire? I know of two. Yeah. Is there any more?
Yes, there are. There are. Thank you for helping. One, two.
Randy.
Three, I believe, right?
Not one of our maintenance people? Or?
Both maintenance people.
I didn't count them.
Yeah, both maintenance people and Randy.
And Mary Jane and I.
Well, other than you two.
Yeah.
So I believe it's three.
So it would be five.
Yes. With a little bit of an exception, two of them after 10 years, I think would be somewhat close to being eligible for the Medicare portion of that, but I'd have to confirm that. So, and so the cost would be less.
So really what we're looking at is an exposure of five employees.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Well,
he wanted to point out the obvious thing about old age.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, don't forget the baby.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay. Do we have anybody else want to comment? So at this time, General Manager, we're just considering it, but could someone make a motion at this time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Adopt
yes.
Do I have that?
I move that the Board of Directors revise section 525 of the personal policy
526.
Specific to the medical.
Is So you get 526.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I'm in that stuff. The Board of Directors revised Section 526 of the Personal Policy Manual specific to retiree medical reimbursement.
I second.
Thank you.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
And putting on record that Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
You are so good.
Thank you.
Okay, we are on to public hearing. Public comments on the 2018-2019 engineers report as presented by Kennedy Economic Solutions. Do I have anybody wanting to make a comment on?
Yes, this is the portion of required by Proposition 218, the protest hearing, from my understanding. And the last at the last meeting, the board did accept the assessment and pass the required resolution. So this is a public hearing. And pardon me, I may have missed it. We opened the public hearing.
Yes.
We
yes.
did. Okay, thank you. But Chuck Crandall is here from Community Economic Solutions to make a brief presentation and answer any questions you may have.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Chuck Crandall, and we're talking about the April Ambrose Parks Assessment District. And so I thank you, Board of Directors, for here to and for review this. Yeah, looking at the records, there's much I can talk about here, but I just want to bring a few things here that I think would be important to bring to mind for assessment districts. And in 1997, we started with that assessment district here. At Ambrose, and 1997, and this is 2018, going to 19. This is 21 years this has been done. Why? Because it's important for this district to have the funds in order to do what needs to be done. And in looking at the budget shows that if you look on page 9, it shows the estimate of cost. This is for the budget. And it shows for the assessment segment that there's $270,000 possibilities of understanding in total what dollars would be able to be paid for these assessments. And it shows that those costs are for expenses for Ambrose Park and for the community center building. And then another amount there for consultants for economics reviewing. And then also across this budget also talks about property taxes and revenue. And now we're considered here with the $270,000 that we are reviewing. And in doing this, there's a lot of, there's maybe some questions people have. And I would like to offer that to the board. Or to others that are here to have some questions. We got this.
Does any of the board have any questions for Mr. Crandall?
No, I think that we all need to keep that 1997 date like ingrained,
right,
tattooed in our ear.
Right. Yes.
Because it,
yep,
you know, it's the same amount of money, and that we got in 1997, that same $36 that we're getting in 2018,
right,
and our staff.
Right.
Today makes a smidgen more than they made in 1997, about a dollar more. Okay, but you know, it costs us a ton, and so we need to understand that this is not a lot of money that we're talking about. That we're going to have to come up with. You know, we just had someone ask for $250,000. We're going to have to come up with some other ways of bringing some money into the bucket and. So thank you, Chuck, for your hard work on the report. Mr. General Manager, do I understand that we did the formalities last month? This is the public hearing. Once the public hearing is closed, this item then basically becomes a consent calendar item. next month for the finalization?
No, it's already been accepted. So this is for a public hearing for people to come and ask any questions and
so
be heard on the matter.
So once this is done tonight, then
yes,
it's done. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No? All right, I move that we close the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Crandall.
You're welcome.
All right, so at this time we have closed session item B, 11B, a matter anticipated of litigation under government code section 54956.9D4. Coming back from closed session, and there's nothing to report at this time. Thank you so much,
all right,
sir.
Thank you.
Have a nice
day.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're on committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Again, Mr. General Manager, thank you for the tour. It
you.
Was enlightening. I love that the attendance at the parks was so horrible. You know, I mean, there was just nobody when we went to Lindbergh Park and
all 80
there
people
were, you know,
over
yeah,
there.
80
yeah.
to 100 people there.
Right.
You know, Ambrose had nobody there. And it was,
on recording,
you know,
so.
It was a great thing to see all those people. But the other thing is that I would like you to at least look into the idea of that dog park idea
yeah.
on the fencing situation. And the funny thing is, I thought about, I don't know, there probably isn't, but I wonder if there's a grant through the Dog Clubs of America or whatever the heck they call themselves. For that kind of a thing for poor communities.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Wouldn't that be a hoot if we could get a grant from the Dog Owners of America, whatever they, the guild?
Well, like Bissell. Bissell has a foundation. I watched the show Lucky Dog or something like that. And anyway, Bissell has a foundation that's all about pets, so we could look into that.
I mean, at least it's
yeah.
because the really the thing
and
you're looking at is
they grant money all the time in California.
Fencing and
the
a drinking fountain. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that facility, that park has everything else it needs. So
yeah, I would love to see that. That would be awesome.
I mean, it would tick off something that's on the wish list.
And we don't have in this park at all.
So,
yeah. that's
a doggy fountain.
Yeah.
Doggy fountain.
Which would also
I think it's
a human.
But at least I'm so grateful that we went. The
yeah.
one thing is, would you feel comfortable reaching out to Acme Cranes on Parkside? And ask them about them donating the services of a crane to do the concrete picnic table readjustment.
Oh, from here to Lindbrook?
If you're not comfortable, one of us politicians can go do it. But I was thinking about, you know, if when we went on the tour out here and back
mm-hmm.
here,
Alice.
There's
ten
concrete picnic tables in a 75-foot long strip. I mean, it's...
Right, that's they said it at the first meeting.
Overkill, okay. So if we use the... And if... Because it's right here in our town. Acme Cranes is here in our town. Why they wouldn't, you know, donate the services to help the community.
We could advertise them.
And we'd certainly promote the fact that they did it to help us.
Right.
You know, and then... If they didn't have the towing company, can't think of the young man's name.
Shaw.
Right.
He no longer has
those flatbed tow truck things that they could loan, you know, load it up on and take it over there. But would you at least look into that?
Is that the voice?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Do we have another director?
Acme.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's an awesome idea.
What's the name, Gray?
Acme
Cranes.
Cranes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, the worst they're going to say is no, but heavens, if they said yes, there's no costs and you wouldn't have to go to the board. You just, I dictate I'm moving that to there.
Yeah, I love it.
And you're going to move it to what, Lindbrook?
wherever he says.
Okay.
He's got a list of what,
yeah.
But I'm saying, I mean, he
yeah,
knows
you know. Yeah.
Where the, you know.
Where it's needed.
Yeah, and so why, you know, we don't have to tell him. I mean, he
no.
went on that thing and
yeah.
he heard us talking about
right.
Lynbrook needs and Anuta needs and,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
But if it didn't cost us and we could
yeah.
do it as a public, there's them doing it as a public service mm-hmm. to our residents, it could help our district.
I like it.
We can give them a presentation, a combination.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For
sure.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, you are just turned on tonight. Director Hubler.
Okay. First of all, I want to apologize for not coming to the meeting. I went home, and I laid in the couch for half an hour, and I woke up at 8.
3 hours later.
I thought it was 8 o'clock in the morning first. I was like, I gotta go to work. And then I looked around going, oh, no, it's nighttime. And then I'm like, oh, no, meeting. But I woke up. It was awful, and I felt really bad. But that was my excuse.
No problem.
No excuse.
No excuse. Is there anything you want to talk about in our next meeting?
No. No, we're good.
Okay.
Well, thank you again for the tour. It was
sure.
very illuminating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. And as I, you know, I posted those pictures and people were liking him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where do we find him on your Facebook page?
I put them, no, they. I think they were on the Ambrose. Or was it on mine? I don't know, but I posted them on Facebook. I think.
We need to get them if they're
yeah,
not.
I posted them on mine, but I think I shared them with
do you ever see
it? I haven't seen it on there.
With you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I'll forward it to you. You liked it, so it's probably on.
But
there.
It has to be in an email so that they can send it to the guru of the Facebook thing.
Oh.
We can't. They our Facebook page doesn't allow us to post
oh.
things
okay.
like that on it. So
oh.
if you send it in an email, they
to Doug, so we can have our yeah. That'd be great.
I'll send it over to Carrie directly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, a lot of people were liking it. A lot of people, not even from our area, said beautiful parks.
Right.
So it was really good. And I'm glad that people were there and they were liking it. They didn't know who we were.
No.
And they had good, you know, feedback about
yep.
the park. Of course, there were a lot of trees needed to be fixed. We saw all
right.
that with what you were talking about, a lot of dead trees and a lot of pavements that needed help as well. And as I said, I think we need to do this at least every season, maybe three times a year.
Yeah, I agree.
We should all do it.
It was fun.
It
I do it on my own.
Right.
And I write down
be,
stuff, and then I tell Doug, and I take pictures. But I think as a
no,
collective
it's different
board,
to
as
be
a board,
there.
To be there,
yeah.
to have somebody else, you know, I think we should do it.
Because, you know, the other thing, Madam Chair, that I thought about was, you know, the comment that was made about 80-some-odd people or whatever it was that were polled in this thing and said XYZ, okay? It sounds really bad, but the other night I thought, you know, we'll ask our teen center kids to go to each of the parks and walk 10 doors or 20 doors, you know, from the park and ask these questions of the neighborhood people.
That actually use
okay?
that.
Would you like at Lynbrook Park, you know, ask the people who live
parking
next
lot.
Door, would you like a parking lot at the park, you know? And after they've had their stroke, we'll know their answer. But, you know, our kids have just been amazing help, and so at least put that in your back of your mind that, you know, in that one little pocket park that was in the court, there's three houses, okay? If we went to three people and said, you know, is this what you think of this? And they're like, no, I don't see that 1.2 or whatever, you know. To me, it's great the way it is. You know, I send my grandkids over there because I want them out of the house.
Right.
Denying to me,
right.
you know. But at least that we might conceptually think about that thing in the future, that if we want to look at a better representation of our community, that our kids are the ones that
yeah
so Sorry.
No. And I also agree, all these pictures of the Dean Center helping out, they're wonderful.
They are.
So please do thank them. And especially those who are sending us these pictures,
right.
The coordinator, for sharing them with us. Yeah. Because I've been this board for 12 years, too, more than. And sometimes we haven't seen things like this.
Right.
We will know, and also Debbie for telling us what's going on before it comes on. Because before we were like, oh, there was something in here.
Right.
We didn't even know as board members, because we were not told by former staff. But I really appreciate the reports. I really appreciate everything that the staff has done. Good job, guys.
Yeah. I agree with everything my fellow directors have said. And I just want to make sure we are having a meeting next month. I know it might be reduced a little bit because MJ's not here, but I want to make sure that you guys understand, we're understanding of that.
We have an understanding of that, and we also had a request from our real estate agent, Sandra Wick, to have a meeting to talk about where we go with the property. So it'll be an important meeting.
So if there's certain things that we would normally have in the meeting and we can't because of MJ not being here, that's cool. We understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want you to feel...
We've got somebody perfectly capable here. I've yet to stump her, so she's doing quite well.
Yeah, you really are.
Thank you.
Really stepped up to the plate, so thank you. But Emily, thank you. This was a really good meeting tonight. I really appreciate it. And, you know, staff's awesome. I move we close.
A second.
All right, not a discussion item. Did you?
Can we give this to